Good morning, everyone. It is Friday the 7th of August, and I should be at the hospital for my PET test, as I explained yesterday. However, it's just as well, but due to unforeseen circumstances, that's a mouthful, I had to postpone it. The reason being, I think I explained last night or yesterday afternoon that I need to put in a green capped bag overnight, and then they drain it out when I get there after doing some tests from it. Well, I had some green boxes, green bags. They don't give you many because you don't use them very often. I've only ever used them twice, and that's for my PET test last year and the one the year before. So those bags went out of date in November last year, and I got some new ones. And so I remember taking all these old boxes out of the cupboard, and because they weren't used, you know, they can't be used once they're past their use date. So you can't put them in the dustbin like that because they've got 2 litres of fluid in and they won't take it, it's too heavy. So I had to painstakingly empty all the bags, tip it away, tip the fluid away, and hey presto, put the new boxes in the cupboard. Well, last night we got the new boxes out, and Ronan helped me because they were underneath a load of other stuff. And I said, can you just check the date on it? November 2014. And I'm like, oh dear, I must have thrown away. Someone must have got mixed up telling me which pile was which, and I must have tipped away all the new boxes and kept the old ones. So obviously I couldn't continue with the test. So anyway, I should have been there at 9 o'clock this morning, and so the transport say be ready by 7. So I was awake before 7, thinking they're going to be ringing the doorbell any minute, and because you can't ring up, the office doesn't open till 8, so ring up to cancel it. So I did try ringing the number, but it said, if you want to talk about today's transport, hold the line. And usually, you can get through to somebody eventually. But I couldn't this time. I just kept getting a load of options saying if you want medical services, if you want the ambulance service, none of it was appropriate. So in the end, I thought, oh, I'll just leave it. I'll ring back at 8 when they're supposed to be open. So 8 o'clock, I rung back, and they still hadn't turned up here. The thing is, we're quite a way out from the hospital, and I didn't want them to come all this way out for nothing. So I kept ringing, and it kept just saying, sorry, there are no agents. It's not like they put you in a queue like they usually do if they're busy. There are no agents to take your call. Please try again later. Goodbye. So I kept trying and trying. In the end, I got fed up with it. So I tried again at like 7 minutes to 9. I finally got through. Bearing in mind, my appointment was at 9 o'clock, and it takes about an hour and a half to get here, to get to the hospital from here. I hadn't cancelled it at that point, but it still hadn't turned up. So I'm like 7 minutes to go to my appointment, and there's still no sign of the transport. So I was ringing to cancel it. I would have had to cancel it anyway, even if I hadn't made a mess up with the bags. I would have been absolutely furious if that had happened. If I'd have got ready, been up before 7 and got all my boxes, stuff that I've got to take with me all set up, I would have been really annoyed. But I would have had to cancel it because, they can't fit you in. They can only do it at a certain time. So I was like, but the way things were going, 9 o'clock was going to arrive, and there was no sign of them. So the woman said, I said to the woman, my transport's at 9 o'clock, and I said, it hasn't even turned up anyway. She said, she went, yes, I can see that. I'm really sorry. So I said, well, I'm cancelling it anyway, but, you know, I said, I've had a few issues since the new transport system came into being, which I think was in April. I said, someone advised me to contact PALS. I think it's called Patient Advisory Liaison Service or something. Someone did advise me to contact them, and I never did. So she gave me their phone number. So I called them and I asked if there's an email address, and the woman said, well, it's a bit complicated. I said, oh no. She went, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you my personal email address and you can send it to me. So I said, okay. So I'm afraid I sat down and I've written them a pretty damning report of what I think of their transport since they changed over. I related 2 incidents where the first of them, I've probably said most of it on here anyway at some point, but the first incident was I was I had Niall, my guide dog, with me, and I got to the transport departure lounge and they called my name and I said, yes, I'm here, like you do. And the bloke came up to me and he said, oh, I'm sorry, I don't think there's room for your... I've got three other passengers. I don't think there's room for your friend. And it was such a patronising way he said it. And so I said, well, I travelled up in a car this morning with three other passengers and the dog, and that, and it was fine, but he insisted he couldn't take me. There's no room for the doggy, you know, and I won't be spoken to like that. I'm not bloody four, for God's sake. So anyway, I got quite upset that time because I really felt like I was being discriminated against, and I didn't have to wait long. But then they sent a big ambulance, a proper ambulance. I'm not just talking about one of these little things. It's a big ambulance. Not an emergency one. It probably was at some point, but now it's used for transport. Just for me and the dog. And I didn't go into detail in the email of that what happened when this bloke took me, but he parked up somewhere and said he had to go in and see somebody. I don't know who it was. It wasn't another patient. And he was gone half an hour. And now I... I've had a thing since I was a child. I should have told them this in the email, I suppose, but I just couldn't really be bothered about it because there was too many other things. But he left me in the ambulance, and I have got a thing about being left in vehicles. I have had since I was a child. I think it's because I feel like they probably lock the door and I've got no control. I don't like being stuck in there. My dad used to do it to me. When he used to pick me up from school, he used to go in this antique shop on the way home. Because they collected old stuff, and he used to leave me in there for ages because he used to be talk, and I really hated it. In fact, I have nightmares about it sometimes because I'm frightened that the car, I was frightened that the car was, a couple of times it happened, not when I was on my own, but that I was in a car and it rolled. And so I have got a thing about it and I don't like it. I feel very uncomfortable. He didn't leave the engine running, it would have been worse. But anyway, so that was that time. Then another time, I was sitting waiting. I'd been waiting quite a while. They came in, they called my name. I was sitting by the door, so I heard the man come in. He called my name. I said, yeah, I'm over here. And then he called a couple of other people, I don't know. And then he came up to me, right up to me while I was sitting down, and he said, wait there a minute, I've just got to go and do something. And then he cleared off, and I heard him leaving with the other passengers. And at first I thought maybe he's going to come back. Maybe some of them need help getting in, like if they've got a wheelchair or whatever. And he's going to come back and get me. And like after 10 minutes, he didn't come back. So I found my way to the reception desk and I said, look, what's going on? I've been left behind. The bloke got irate. He said, you haven't been left behind. And I said, well, that's what it feels like to me. And I said, why should it be? This isn't the first time this has happened. Why should it be that every time, you know, someone doesn't want to take the dog for whatever reason, they call my name first and then it's... It's just an excuse, because if it was genuine that they didn't think they could fit people in, they would. Why is it always me that has to wait? It's not my fault. They call me first. I should be the first to go. So that was that, and I did complain about it at the time, but only to the, you know, the actual transport people, and nothing was done about it, and so. The other thing is their timekeeping. I complained about that. I said I had an appointment in June. It was for 12:15 and they turned up here at 12:05. They did not let me know that they were going to be late. This is the other thing. There's no communication. Like on that time when the bloke said he had to do something and he was going off. No one came to tell me that he'd gone or that they were getting another car for me or anything. It was left for me to wait like an idiot and then go to the transport desk and ask. So this time... I was meant to be there at 12:15, which involves leaving pretty much not long after 10, really, to be assured of getting there, especially when we have to pick up other people on the way, which we invariably do. So it got to about 11:45 and I started to get really worried. And this is a lot of stress that you don't need. And they said, we're really sorry. He's on his way. He's about 10 minutes away. I'll ring the clinic and let them know that you're going to be late. So, of course, when I got there, which was after 1:30, probably getting on for 2, they said, I said, did they ring the transport people ring you? No. And then today, I know I wasn't going, but that's not the point. My transport, it was nearly 9:00, which is the time of my appointment, and no one had rung me to say my transport was going to be late. And also, I couldn't even get through to them at 8:00 when I should have been able to cancel it. And then there's this new thing they've got of doing telephone assessments. Now, they reckon that every so often they'll randomly ask you questions to see whether you still qualify for the transport. So the last three occasions that I've booked transport, which I believe are the 16th of June, the 20th of July and the 7th, which was for today, they've done these assessments on me. And I got fed up with it yesterday and I said, why are you doing this? Oh, not again. I said, and he got quite irate, the bloke, and he said that he could end the call now if I don't want to answer the questions. There's no way he can bypass them. He said, and I said, well, it's just, he said, we're not picking on you. It's just that it comes up randomly. I said, well, how comes it's come up with me the last three times? I said, nothing's changed in that time. He said, well, we're trying to make sure to minimise the misuse of the service. And I said, and he said, do you, and he just ignored what I said. And he said, do you drive? And I said, no, I'm blind. And he accused me of having an attitude, which by this time I actually probably did. And I said, no, I haven't got an attitude. I said, but, you know, you, he said, well, being blind, that qualifies you immediately for the service. And I said, yes, well, OK, in that case, that's never going to change. So, you know, there should be a way that there should be a way somehow to bypass these questions for someone who's got a health condition that entitles them to the transport. That's never going to change because that isn't going to change. So I was really fed up because last time they told me, because I didn't say I was blind straight away because I thought it was on my records, because they asked me if I use a frame to walk, say no. Do you use a walking stick? No. Do you use a wheelchair? No. Oh, you're not eligible then. So all these things, I was really fed up with it. So I wrote a big, long email and I did put that I really appreciated having the service and I didn't mean to be damning about it. And most of the drivers were lovely and I know it's not their fault when they get sent out late like that, because they tell me they've only just been given the job. It's not that they took too long to get here. It's that the people that are dispatching the work are useless. And I just said that I did appreciate the service, and because I mean there's too many things I've let it go, but you know, it's just got too much now. It's ridiculous and it's so stressful when you're waiting for an appointment. The last thing you want is to be late, and it's very stressful waiting, and you get quite anxious. And I was even anxious this morning, because not anxious, but I couldn't relax. I didn't have any sleep. Well, I think I had about half an hour sleep between six and about quarter to seven. It was a bit more than half an hour. So I didn't have any sleep. And I wanted to let know that I'd cancelled it, that they weren't going to turn up. I left a voicemail message on the renal outpatients answer service, because I thought, well, they don't open till eight. But I wanted to try and go to sleep by then. But of course I couldn't. Well, that was the other thing. I think I did. Did I say that? At 8 o'clock I started calling their service at the I tried to call the transport line to cancel it, and it just had an automated thing saying, there's no agents to take your call, please try later, goodbye, which was a lot of help, I don't think. So you know, I wanted to cancel it so that they didn't come all the way out here for nothing, and so that I could relax, and obviously I couldn't. So at nearly 9 o'clock, when they were meant to have, I was meant to be at the hospital, there was still no sign of them. And obviously, I don't even think they were. I've got a feeling from what she said, because the way she said it, oh, I can see that. She didn't even say, oh, they're on their way. Oh, they probably hadn't even been sent out yet. It's a joke. It really is. And it's only, it wasn't perfect before. We sometimes had quite a long wait to come home. We still do. But I think that's the only thing that has improved. I think the time waiting time to come home is a bit less now. But altogether, putting everything else all together, I think I'd rather wait and have a decent all-round service, not be patronised, not be discriminated against because of the dog, and just not have to put up with their shitty timekeeping that makes everybody late. And then these stupid assessments, which just wind me up, because, you know, why, you know, if they're busy and they're saying, please wait, you're number five in the queue, well, no wonder when you've got all this shit going on and they're saying, the other time it was because I had a letter saying that I needed an escort. Why did I need an escort? And I said, because I can't even remember what I said, but the woman said, that's not a good enough reason. And I thought, who the hell are you? I said, I need someone to, oh yeah, that's what it, she, I said. She said, why have you got an escort? Do you have an escort? And I said, because I need someone to help me. That's not a reason. Well, I'm sorry, but whoever has an escort, that is the reason. There's no other reason why anyone would have an escort. Whether whatever it is that they help you with, it might be someone who's in a wheelchair or whatever. But, you know, if you have an assistant, an escort, that they're there to help you. And that is a reason. They might have wanted to be more me to be more specific. But to be honest, at the end of the day, it's none of their damn business. If I've got a letter from my doctor, which I have, then, you know, that should be good enough. And I'm really fed up with it. Anyway, I had a response from the pals woman. She just put, this makes rather embarrassing reading. I'll speak to the transport manager and I'll let you know, I'll advise you further. The trouble is, I think the transport manager is the one that I've had several run-ins with, one in person when I said I didn't want to be made to feel like a leper. And the one that did my assessment on the phone yesterday that said I had an attitude. Well, I'm sorry, I have got an attitude over it now because I'm damn well sick of it. Anyway, take deep breath, calm down, calm down. I need some sleep, that's what I need. Anyway, thank you for your good wishes, those who sent them, and, oh, stop talking. Shut up. Sorry, I picked my phone up then and I made it talk. And I will speak to you all soon. I haven't heard from the hospital as when they've rearranged my tests because they need to order the green bags for me, otherwise I can't do it. So I will speak to you soon, and sorry for the rant.